afternoon, Wrangell. It's April 8th, and this is your daily COVID update. It's Steve Persunka, your mayor. Unfortunately, Lisa won't be able to join us today. She's getting prepared for our meeting at 5:30, and I will do a plug out to the community that that will be able to be heard on KSTK Radio at 5:30. And again, we're revisiting the ordinance that was put together to change some of the rules around quarantine and some of the travel stuff that the city's doing. That's all available on the city website. We recessed out from the other day and had a meeting yesterday with some industry folks to discuss the plans and take a look at things. So I think Lisa was given some good input from that meeting, and she's been able to take and run with that. So tonight, 5:30 on KSTK, if you'd like to listen in. We had a question today on the community group about an individual coming to town and traveled from Sitka and didn't self-quarantine after they arrived. And the reality is the state does not have a self-quarantine rule for folks that come from within state. It's only a interstate rule. So if you came from somewhere else in the lower 48, you do need to self-quarantine. And if you can prove that you're traveling for a critical reason, that's all that they ask for. And a part of that is there's a we call it the item 20, that basically allows people to create in any category for critical workforce or critical travel. So we really, in essence, there's no, it doesn't hold much water for us. And you don't have to really prove anything. You just can walk up to the airline and say, I'm traveling for critical personal reasons, and they will let you on the plane. So in essence, the state mandate doesn't have a lot of teeth to it. And that's frustrating for the city, and it's one of the things that we're trying to revisit tonight, is to take a look at that and figure out where we're going to head moving forward. We understand that the state has designated certain communities that are under 3,000 people, that they are not on a road system, and they do not operate a tribal hub hospital. If you fall into that category, then the local government is allowed to create rules that go beyond the state rules. Because the state rules right now, the way it stands for communities, you cannot supersede a state rule. So we do fit that category, or we thought we did, and there was some question. We had posed the question to search to make sure that they are not considered a hub hospital. And we received notice back that they believe they are not a hub hospital. And we have tried to work with some other entities to confirm that. And I think that City Manager Ron Bargan tonight will have hopefully some more information on how our hospital is designated and whether the local government will have the option of creating rules that are stricter than the state rules. So tonight we hopefully hear some more about that as well. Community mask making has been going on, and again, that's you can order a mask at masks.com, or sorry, masks@wrangell.com, I believe is the way to get those out there, or you can call the library, and unfortunately I don't have that number in front of me, and the library is doing all the issuing of the masks for us, so you can contact them, and the masks are being made as quickly as possible. Maybe a little bit of a wait, but as soon as they're available, they're going to be issued to the community. And the masks being made in our community are staying in our community right now. So we know we're trying to get the hospital outfitted with enough masks for all our healthcare workers, but we are also looking at making sure that anybody who's going out is practicing social distancing and wearing a mask of some type. So if you need a mask, give the library a call or check out the Wrangell.com website. There's not much more to report today. It's been a quiet day. Obviously, we still have no cases of COVID-19 in our community, which we're grateful for. And it looks like, as was pointed out in our meeting yesterday, it looks as if Ketchikan has slowed down a bit, although we need to be careful with interpreting how many cases are in another community, because we also know that Ketchikan has been short of tests and they've curtailed some of their testing. So we're not sure if that's direct, you know, no more cases being reported is directly related to there actually not being cases, or if that's just a function of not testing as much. But I want to leave today on some really great news, and that is that the hospital is going to be receiving a rapid test machine from the state, I believe, and that's going to enable us to do very fast tests, and I believe the turnaround is less than a day now, and they're going to be shipping that down to Wrangell. Search received, I believe it was 4 or 5 of these machines, and Wrangell was designated to receive one of them. So that's going to help get tests done quicker. We know there's been delays up to 7 to 10 days for some of the test returns. I know the woman over in Ketchikan waited 10 days for, or sorry, in Petersburg waited 10 days for her results to come back. So hopefully when they need to, they'll be able to do a rapid test and get the results quicker, which helps stop the spread and is good for healthcare workers and also just for the resources and making sure the person is transferred to the right place. So once again, very pleased with our affiliation with Search, because these machines didn't go to all hospitals. It was through Indian Health Services, I believe, that the machines were made available. And so we were able to take advantage of that in our own community. So with that, that's all we have for today. And just remind everybody to follow all state guidelines. And it's another day that we don't have somebody suffering with this in our community. So take care, Wrangell, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.